Us on the phone to talk about these markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, once again, the USDA managed to throw the trade at a curveball, and this time I think it was probably in the acres for corn.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, when you go above the trade estimates, and it was about 500,000, 200 to 500,000 above the Reuters estimate, and it was almost a million acres bigger than the Dow Jones range of estimates, when you go to those extremes, and given the fact that we, on June 2nd, were at 91% planted, and so you would think that at that point in time between prevent plant and when the USDA takes in their data, that being at 91% planted on 97 million acres, you would have open, you know, 6-7 million acres prospectively that would not be getting planted, and with a special focus on Iowa and a special focus on Missouri. Now, the changes in the Iowa and Missouri, they went from 14.2 million acres for corn planted in March to 14 million even. In Missouri, they went from 3.4 million in March to 3.45. We actually went up in Missouri, even though on June 2nd, Missouri was 86% planted. So I will just say it this way, Dave, the trade has the authority without any support from wheat and corn to take this market lower because the carryover could be well over $2 billion after these numbers are penciled in. But the numbers, like last year at this time, don't jive for me as an analyst.
So as nasty as the corn trade is to the downside, if you're a bull, you've got to look at the wheat, which has also made new lows for its move today. And it almost seems to me that unless wheat finds the bottom, I don't know how corn does.
Yeah, you know, this is where the corn stays in the same category it's been for 7 or 8 months. It has no friends. It has had a friend in beans at times, and it has had a friend in wheat at times, but not on a trend basis. And so it's a follower. It stays as a follower. The July wheat corn spread, something that's going to be going into delivery after today, it is now 12 cents premium to the corn. So now wheat is beginning to trend in the old crop as a feed grain again. And so that says corn is now pressuring wheat. So we go back and forth now where the wheat has pressured corn. Now corn's going to continue to pressure the wheat to some degree. So my take on this is that you do open the downside door up. This 510 level in the December corn could be violated without a turnaround in beans or, like you say, a turnaround in wheat. That opens your door up to the May 7th low in December corn of 499. I would not rule out the idea that Dease corn could go down a full 30 cents from today's low to about 475, 480. At that point, I'm going to be recommending clients lift puts, re-own 50% of their 2012 bushels because the grain stocks report for corn was extremely friendly, in my view, and I'll have feed guys go ahead and buy 50% of their feed for the next 6 months if we would be able to break down to those levels.
Let's turn our attention then to soybeans, which the reports went in different directions. The stock support certainly bullish for soybeans, and the acreage report, not so much, it seems to me.
I think that's exactly right. You feed the bull on the July Nov bean spread so that we stay pretty similar to 2004, I think, for the next couple weeks. But you didn't do much to promote additional premium needing to be built into the November beans. And so I think this is where your November beans will probably be tracking more with December corn. And like the wheat, the corn pressures new crop beans. The interesting thing about the bean-corn ratio right now is if the July beans could get excited enough to turn November higher, I think Dease corn would follow along because that spread right now, that ratio right now, is about 2.45, so it's pretty wound up. And if beans in November contract want to go higher, I think Dease would feel that positive support. But I'm not so sure we're going to get there as far as the beans being able to turn around in a new crop until we get to more of the weather talk later in the month. And I think this is where the July report comes in big time, the July supply-demand report. I think this report between the new crop beans and the new crop corn, it set us up for the most price pressure and the most negative sentiment between now and the July 10th, July 11th report, unless weather comes in and stops that.
So does the USDA come back on that July WASDE or the World Board, I guess, on the July WAS, do you make any revisions in yield?
I think that's what the trend is because of what they did in June. I think two things. We were on the path of reducing yield instead of acres in the June report, and we were on the path of trying to get an idea of what the harvested acres are going to be, and this report today maybe suggests to us that the harvested acres maybe will change a little bit, but the USDA does most of their model changes as far as production changes in the yield. That's my guess right now.
And based off this report, how will traders look at September corn, old crop or new?
I think that's a great question. My belief after today's numbers and this stocks report for corn would suggest to me September is the area to go in on the re-ownership, because I think the September becomes a lot more premium to the December if USDA's numbers, whether they change or don't change, but especially if they do change in the July or August report, that will really crank up the September, in my opinion. So that we were going into the report with the likelihood that as long as deliveries for July aren't big, I think July continues to try and pull September up. And this report, grain stocks especially, would suggest that's still the case.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Something that I didn't ask that needs to be said. Do you have anything else?
I think this is where the market on a weekly basis is going to be really, really rough if we don't turn around here on the close, Dave. You're going to have a lot of weekly charts that look poor. You're going to be back below the 200-week moving averages. I would say stick to the medium term and stick to paper positions, not cash at this stage, because like we talked about this morning, there are big areas that have drowned out areas that are going to have to be found out later.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana.